Going to go into the Sechdes Nazir Daf Lamed Tes. We're going to have a good Tes Master. Begin with the Gemara, the middle of a discussion where Papa had asked the question that you see there should be six according to Abaya. Oh, and then Papa ends up answering. He says, "Oh, don't say five. It doesn't really say five. Yeah, it could be at six." So the Gemara asks, "Tes quotes from where's the Gemara? What do you mean by Isvei Chamesh? He's the one who asked that it says five. Machad Leitanya. Now that he's saying that it doesn't even say five, my time asked why he asked the question in the first place. Claim in other words, the Tes explains. But Papa asked why he makes him in Elabai. He's the one that originally asked the question in Elabai. Vitan Leitanya. If the time never really said five, my time asked why did he ask the question?" So that the Gemara says, Tez quotes, and Papa says, "I'm not sorry, love Gemara. I thought this was not a tradition that he had been. And therefore, as Tez explains, I made up on my own. I added my own words to the price of that says five. Just to ask the Baya. Literally, to see, to test him. If he's going to say on his own, he says, yeah, you know, I made it up. Then very easily as the words of Gemara. He's going to back out. I'm not going to push to explain the price according to his words because he made it up. But as the Gemara says, I didn't know that that's tradition by him. My Svinan may ask, and as the words of Gemara, he didn't back out because it's a necessary ask from his rabbi. Therefore, I tested to see that I see this tradition that he had, and if I said, you're right, okay, I really made it up, and there's no difficulty in you. Next test, Master, we're going to the Gemara, who the one that translates Mechatzan and Badzag, that it's Mufurtan and Baditzurim. So the mechatzan is mufurtzan. The Mestay says the hanu hagarin, those are the pits, the seeds. Bechim misach the bezog. The lamadam beis purtzan v'yayin nesach, the seeds of yayin nesach. About tzurin, that's hanu haklipa. Says it's the peels. Because the eschat to squeeze them, tagmin about tzaras. Now schita says they're squeezing hanu haklipas, but the peels, because sheyeschat the klipa chaytzan, you squeeze the outer peels. Sheyesh balach lugus kzas, it has some moisture in the libigin. You don't squeeze the pits. So therefore, that's kribiyis. Next test mass, which begins the words of the next mission, Stam Naziris Lamidyan. Generic Naziris is 30 days, which says this questioning is a prayer comma. We already learned this in the first part of Heyman Al. But I dub, but you'll miss it since we want to learn which the next words of the mission are. Gilech, if he cuts his hair, she can hold a list of more bandits, cut his hair, so he's Lamidyan, that it takes away 30 days. So Tadinami Stam Naziris, so you must have before we open up with the words of the Mishnah, just to let us know this halacha, the generic Naziris is 30 days. Now, the time of the Islamidyan says there's a reason why it demolishes 30 days. Because you need to have the ziras that should be effect when you finish a ceremony of the hair cutting. You have to have the hair grown according to what generally grows in the generic ziras, which are paired of 30 days. Now, Taisa explains, it's talking about where they cut his hair on the final day. Because if they cut his hair b'chof, if they get a yes or more, why would it go ahead and demolish everything? Because the gears is ach yachzavim namashim malikvar. Just go ahead and count over what he already counted. Why would you have to count more than those days? You just have to, you didn't count yet 30. But it says, maybe this is what the Mishnah really means. So he said, she said, listen, with such a demolish until your his will be a period of 30 days. You don't really have to count over 30 days. This is Rabbi Yitzchak explains. Now, there comes up in the Zirah Shal Samach, when you have a Zirah of 60 days, and if they cut it on day 30, in the Zirah Shal, it's not demolishing anything. You have a growth of 30 days by the time you get to day 60. Now, if they cut his hair after his finished days were already finished, the Meravach is legidl sar for the growing of his hair. Everyone's going to be rabbinically demolishing like it's obvious from the Gemara. Next says Master Bingham with the Gemara, Nazir Shagilach, the words of the Mishnah were, Nazir Shagilach Bim Sbagaim, Shasifsif, if he cuts his hair, whether it's scissors or razors or Shasifsif, which Tezik said, Pirish, in other words, Talish, he rips out. Koshu, the Mishnah said, even a little bit, which says Tezik, that's a Velasarach, and even one here. So the Mishnah said, you give me Chai, which Tezik says, likely you're going to get lashed on it. Which Tezik explained, Magi Chaikas Samika, we're talking about we ripped out the hairs from the roots. Well, Mashkas and Nasherish can't tie, and you're destroying it from the roots like a razor does. The like, then you get lashed in the crowd from the pasuk of the Tali Yabal Rishai that one should not have a razor going over their head. The Marine Rigmar, which Rigmar includes on the Mabez, Shah Mavirin, anything that rips it out from the source. Now, the Gemara's question was, as Tosis quotes, Sarah Melatachas Rabbi, does here grow from the bottom, and that is Meshosha from the roots, Mikaru, Magbi Abagol, that it comes out from its roots and it grows Mashasar Gol, just that here grows Metamavol, that it comes out, it's Hasamach Laresh, it's near the head, Acher Yom, at a later point in time, Yibidach is going to be far away. Or as the Gemara says, a Malil Rabbi or grows from the top, which Mirisha Sahar Hukalak actually comes out of the tip of the here. Some of the Rish in his Azmukam, no, what's near the head doesn't move from its place. Now, the Gemara says, what's the Nafkamina? If a bandit's cut off his hair, but But they leave the mound of here to tip the edge to the roots. And that is, as he says, so in every single here. Which this is just the measurement. Which commercially tells us that that's the measurement that the here could grow in 7 days. That gives us the significance of the of being here. So the reason why that's a ramification is because if you, as Tosafot quotes, "V'yam," we're beginning to say "Matachas Rabbi," that it grows from the bottom. So Nezirus Hushakli. So he's taking away his Nezirus. So there's claim. In other words, Hasar Shehikta Miyam Nizri. The here that was sanctified on the day he became Nazir, which he had here when he became a Nazir, Zed Not LeBegolcha. This bandit came and took it and cut it off, and because it grows from the bottom, and now that was on the top now. But this is what he left over that you could bend over. So that's not the hint that he had when he accepted the Zeres. That's some of the that grew afterwards. Precisely, if it's going to demolish the Zeres, it doesn't have anymore the original hint that he took when he was Makab Zeres. But as Tais quotes from the Gemara, it goes from the top, my doctor's Shkoi, what he sanctified is still here. As Tais says, because what was left over is Vadi Moises Sashek, this is from the hint that he was sanctified. That's a significant measurement. And he says, it was not going to demolish anything. So the Gemara says, Tashma Tzvinga Rema Hai Inva, meaning Pirsha Tiswens, Beit Kinim, the eggs of lice, meaning of nits, which, as Tais quotes, the Koi Bikaro, Argus was Koi Biik for the Binsa, but Pirsha, in other words, it means Biikar Hasar, in the root of the here, Samachavish near the scalp, that's where you find them. Well, it takes them Misham Begidal Sar, and it doesn't come out of there when the hair grows. Obviously, because the hair grows from the top. Mishamachi Hasar, Samachavish, therefore the hair that's near the scalp stays where it is because it doesn't grow from there. Because Tosafot quotes from words of Gemara, because the imo tachas rabbi bereish, the imo tachas rabbi because it goes in the bottom, bereish the bin somebody make it should be on the top of the here. That's where the nit should be, because v'hasar ha'elich v'gol mekach l'mal, because the here grows from the bottom upwards, and it should be growing with the here as it grows up. Says the Gemara, no. It says, of course, agav chiyusin nachas v'azal imba, because of its life force, it pushes down itself to the bottom. As Tosafot says, who yoy l'mate, the nits go down. When the hair grows on the top, yeah, it doesn't grow from the it could grow from the bottom, but it pushes itself down. So then the Gemara says, well, what about the dead lice, which you find bereish the binza, the head of the hair, which says a lot bereish not necessarily the top. It means you find it far away from the scalp. Now if you say but if you think it grows from the top, because of the mitzvah lemekim, then you should find it on the roots. As Tosafot says, b'makom she'amdik she'isachay, wherever it was that when it was alive, because that's where it dies. Says Gemara, no, that's also not right, because as Tosafot says, that's because it has no energy, no life force. Kalem another bazu in this one, she'amazik, is dead. So as the Gemara said, shamta ba'azla, it falls away. As the gear says from the meravach meikoda from the roots, and the yeredus l'gishasar it falls down to the tip of the here. Shetol l'matzal tzaros because here hangs over to the bottom towards the ground. She doesn't have any more energy to hold on to the top, meaning to the scalp, because it's dead. So it's no raya. Could be it's not growing from the bottom, but it just falls away. So the Gemara says, okay, tashma as towards quote meblog shel kushim. You could bring a proof from these ponies of the kushim. As Tosafot explains, Shabanichim Beloyris Bereshem Lashem Avodah Zarah. They leave these ponies on their heads from the hair for the purpose of idolatry. Besar now, by the hair Imagalchon called Sabereshu. They don't cut all around their head. Mashal Menichim, what they would leave over him Gidlo Oisak Kli. They would leave it like a braid. As some Gesoyis add on the words specifically at the end of the braid, Oisin Kesh. They would make a notch. Later, they shouldn't come undone. Kshasagas Gedel Maholchem. And the hairs would grow a Kli Rafia. The braid would become soft and some acceleration near the scalp. It wouldn't be tight like it originally was. Now the question is, being milel rabbi if it grows from the top, so am I? So as some gesoyis have in the word, my rafia, why is it softer? Because it grows from the bottom. But the nachas akli lefnim v'halam arayish, and it pushes the braid that was there further away from the head. To keep it and the clue, but the hair that's coming out now from the scalp is not braided. The kaparish, therefore it's like separated. So you see that it grows from the bottom. Shandik Gemara answers, says, quotes, no, I did the come to him, Meshich Rafia. No, it's me, Mashu Sheikh, but it's from, yeah, it grows from the top, not from the scalp. But what it lays down in it. So it moves from its place, and if it gets loosened near the scalp, but not because it grows from there. Now, some Gemara's added on the words over here, that the Gemara says, Toshma Maskarta, it's being arrived from Maskarta, which Tosafot explains, Sakarta is a mint seva, it's a type of dye. should save in al behemoth, that they would make this die on the animals. Kedesh le'ischaf b'chetz, it shouldn't get confused with other people, with other types of animals. And the Gemara says, we find the Rafi Amr Miltachas, that the wool becomes soft from the bottom. In other words, the wool that's near the body of the animal, because wherever the dye is, it makes the wool hard. But at a late point in time, we find that it's on the bottom is soft, like the way it originally grew. Obviously, it grows from the bottom, and therefore, the bottom, which is new, doesn't have the dye in it. And as Tesla quotes from the Gemara, moreover, Katsabin and Sabi de Kenehain, when the elderly dye their beards, as Tesla has a king, the elderly people with a black dye, they dye their hair, that they should look younger. Lachazman, later on, Kashigdal Hazokan, when the beard grows, Chavrin, it turns white. Again, another raya that you see that it grows from the bottom.